The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me. Not one of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus.
From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 46 and 26, says, "Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory." So we share the destiny of Jesus. He is Son of God. Out of love, he suffered for all of us. So in order we have to share this divine life, the Blessed Trinity, Blessed Trinity is mutual love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are mutual love. When you say love, it means you lose yourself for others completely. Because we do not love so much. That's why you can't understand the real meaning of the Blessed Trinity. Jesus himself didn't speak much about suffering, but he himself suffered in a way that we can better understand. At the Last Supper, after the Last Supper, in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was so painful that he cried out, "Father, let this cup be away from me." But then it say, "But let your will be done upon me." Even the cross, you are always in the presence of God the Father, but that time, the certain moment he felt, he say out of Psalm 22, "God, God, why have you forsaken me?" Even the presence of Father left him completely darkness. But out of love, he said, "Is yes, out of love of us all, yes." So when we say love, means to lose yourself for others, nothing else. Not only patience, but completely, that the others can enter into you. That's why God is praying for us, "Father, let they all be one. That are in you, you and me, that they in us." In the sense that completely life is not for self, yourself. It's for the glory of God. So it's so beautiful. Singing Loyoda make the simple word, Atamayorem Dei Gloriam, to the greater glory of God. Many times we just look for ourselves, look for our own peace. Look at self-glory, certain sense. But no way. That's why Jesus asked his disciples, "Come and follow me." But those who do not carry the cross are not worthy to be my disciples.